Well, let me say to you today that I'm so grateful to be with you here on this in-between Sunday between Christmas and the New Year. A lot of stuff is going on, and I understand that this is an important decision that you make to come to church on Sundays. And I want to encourage you in the year 2019, I want to encourage you to make Sundays a legitimate day of rest. We've set aside Sundays as one day a week where you can have a day of rest, a day of worship, a day away from the ordinary, complicated stuff of life, a day that you set aside. And any time in our culture, any time somebody sets aside a day or a time as sacred, there are things that try to pull you away from that. There are things that will say, well, you have an open spot in your schedule. Why don't we put another work shift there? Why don't we get you involved in this thing or that thing? I really want to encourage you in 2019, make sure you keep this day an important day, a sacred space in your life where you can grow spiritually and emotionally, find health throughout the year. And so we'll encourage you on that throughout 2019. Now, during the last few weeks, we've had lots of holiday-type things going on, and a lot of times when the holidays come, it means one thing. It means drama, right? Or it means chaos. And around this time of the year, there's people running around everywhere, from this party to that party, from this store to that store, from this restaurant to that restaurant, trying to figure this thing out, trying to figure that thing out. People are stressing, people are blessing, people are smiling, people are frowning. People are happy, people are grumpy. It's just all over the place. Well, several months ago, I came across the depiction of the very first Christmas that I have been waiting to show you. So today, we're going to transport you back. Imagine yourself right now. Just come along with me. We're going to transport you back just over 2,000 years ago. Imagine yourself. You are in ancient Israel, in a tiny town called Bethlehem. The people, the Israelites, were under severe oppression from the Roman government. It was a new version of slavery. This time, slavery showed up in the form of heavy taxation. It's interesting that just a couple thousand years before this, the Israelites were also in slavery in a place called Egypt, which we've been learning about for the last few months. The oppressed people of Bethlehem and Israel started calling out to God to rescue them, just as they had done in the days of Egyptian slavery. Now just imagine today that you are one of those people. Imagine you are an outcast, a shepherd, because shepherds were outcast of the day. Physically desperate and spiritually hopeful. Somehow you have heard the words of the prophets like Micah and Isaiah about the Messiah or the rescuer. And you are somehow waiting and hopeful. You are hopeful to be rescued. One of the prophets in Micah chapter 5 says this. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you on my behalf. The people of Israel will be abandoned to their enemies until the woman in labor gives birth. Now, if you are a shepherd in this tiny town of Bethlehem, and you were hopeful about the prophecies, what you would know is that it is in your town, in your tiny village, where the Messiah, the great rescuer, is going to be born. And you would hope that sometime in your life, you would get to see this. You would get to meet that rescuer. You would be awaiting this moment. Then the prophet Isaiah says, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. You will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. These people have been waiting so long to be rescued. In fact, the earth and its inhabitants, since the moment they were cursed by sin, all of creation has been waiting to be rescued, waiting for this promise to be fulfilled, waiting for this miraculous birth of a child that would signify God had not left his people alone. So put yourself in the story today. Imagine today you are the shepherd who was waiting to be rescued. Let's watch it together. It doesn't need to be Christmas Day for you to celebrate that Jesus has come to rescue us all. But not just to rescue us all, but to rescue you. To rescue you personally. To rescue you today, and to rescue you tomorrow. Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah, but your Messiah, your rescuer. Even if you didn't know you were looking for one. Some time ago, a woman was invited to church. She came that day, and as the service began, I noticed that she sat down quickly after everyone had stood and was singing. At first, I thought she was being disrespectful or disengaged. But after a moment, I noticed that she was just trying to hold back tears as she was crying. I began to preach that morning, and as I spoke about the love of Jesus, she began to weep. She wept to the point that everyone in the room could hear her. Tears rolled down her face the entire service. After the service, I went over to talk with her as she sat there trying to compose herself. She stood up and hugged me and said, "I've been looking for this my whole life. I had no idea. I had no idea." She had finally found her Savior that Sunday, a Savior that she had been looking for, but she simply had no idea that Jesus was her Savior also. Would you stand with me as we close? Friends, let me say this to you today. Jesus came for you, not just for everyone, but for you. He came to rescue you. The worship team is going to lead us in this song, but as they do, they're might be some of you today that you need to recognize that the Jesus we celebrate at the Christmas season came to rescue you, and that you can let him rescue you. Maybe at the beginning of 2018, you said to yourself, you made a promise that by the end of 2018, you were going to take care of a situation, or you were going to give something up, or you're going to make a change with something. And you find yourself here at the end of 2018, and that's still not done. The good news is that you still have a day. You still have a day. But you don't have to wait a day. Right here, right now, this moment, there might be something that you need to surrender to God. You need to, in fact, surrender yourself and let God rescue you. Stop trying to rescue yourself and let God rescue you. He already went to the work of doing it. sent Jesus, not just to rescue Israel, not just to rescue the whole world. He sent Jesus to rescue you and to rescue me. So worship team leads us in a song today. I want you to know that these altars are open. This might be a day for you to come and surrender something to God. This might be a day for you to come and just let Jesus rescue you. Because that really is what this is all about. The altars are open if you'd like to come.